Welcome back to episode 3 of You and I, our fan podcast here. We've got two amazing guests on. It's the last one of the year. Hope you enjoy it. Now let's meet them. So welcome to You and I. Caroline, we'll start with yourself. Just tell us where you're from and a wee bit about what you do. I hear that you're pretty much the Johnny Evans of the volunteering team here.
Okay, well, I'm from Bangor, lifelong Northern Ireland supporter. So I've been a tour guide here for the last 5 years. And also on a match night, I look after the sanctuary room as well.
Are you like the highest minute recorded volunteer? You've done the most?
There's a couple of us, but yeah, I've hit 100 hours twice.
100 hours twice. That's some going.
How am I meant to follow that? You could have put me up against somebody more.
100 hours selling suits.
Business person in Belfast, men's tailor, dressed a number of the Gawa boys over the years, lifelong fan. And yeah, just glad to be here and see what takes place here, Stefan. I'm looking forward to this.
Absolutely. Well, it's good to have you both here. Did you see the squad?
Did.
Yes. Yep. We're going to test your squad knowledge, though.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're going straight into a game. We're going to test the knowledge, take it turnabout, and you have to name as many players in the squad as possible. And the number you get is the number of woolly hats sitting right there that I'll be giving away at the Denmark game on Monday the 20th of November.
Okay. Right. No pressure.
All right, so I'll put 30 seconds on the clock.
Right, go.
Okay, Billy Peacock Farrell.
Oh, my goodness.
So start now.
Dale Taylor.
Connor Hazard.
Paul Smith.
Luke Southwood.
Josh McGuinness.
Paddy McNair.
Yeah.
Good one. Connor Washington.
Yep.
Daniel Ballard.
Good one. Dylan Charles.
Yep.
Trey Hume.
10 seconds left.
Man City, sit on Shea.
Midfielders.
Yes, yeah. Oh, flip another Charles.
Shea Charles.
Yeah.
I'll give it. That's it. Ran out
that's
of time.
Oh, well, that wasn't too bad.
You got 12.
All right, uh-huh. It's not bad.
That's not bad. So that's 12 woolly hats I'll be giving away at the Denmark game 20th of November, Monday night. So the fans are going to be happy with that.
Good.
Some free hats on a cold night.
Do we get a free hat? Do we get a free hat?
You don't, unfortunately.
Okay.
I don't need
that. Oh, okay. Me too.
Going straight into the squad then. So you've named us 12 there. Well, if we have a quick look on the screen, talk us through the squad announcement. Are you happy with it? What was your initial thoughts? I'm going to start with you, Chris.
Right, whenever I see it, well, it's a younger squad. Obviously, this is now, we're halfway through, at the start of the rebuild process, trying to build up a squad, maybe not for this next tournament, but maybe for the tournament afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it's good to see him given a gig, particularly to Dale and Paul, number one, because they're two friends of mine. And I think they deserve their place massively, particularly with Smickers. Smickers had a great season last year,
yeah.
So he deserves it. And it's good to see the two Charles. I think Shea is the new, he's the new Davo in waiting. So I think we need to, not that you can pick one player out to try and build a team around him, but I think he's the star player coming forward.
Yeah.
But yeah, and Dion as well has showed a bit of talent. We just need to get somebody up the front there, putting the ball in the net. You know, can't keep relying on Josh and Connor. Yeah. I don't know much about Callum Marshall, to be fair. I've seen him bits and pieces.
He's doing really well.
Yeah. Really
obviously with West Ham, he's doing really well. He got the disallowed goal. Equaliser for us against Denmark. Very unlucky. You mentioned Shea Charles there. He's actually started every game and played pretty much every minute until he gets sent off in the last game. So he is a key part of that midfield for us. Caroline, what do you make of the team? What was your sort of initial impression?
Well, pretty much the same as the last one. As Chris said there, very young. Apart from Johnny and Josh, obviously the two oldest in the camp now. But yeah, it's up and coming. It's brilliant. Yeah. Conor McManaman, come on, San Marino, absolutely on fire. So yeah, good to see him. And then Kieran's back and Jordan's back as well. So yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a good mix of some older players there too, isn't it? Because you can't just obviously create a brand new. Well, Fergie said you can never win anything with kids. Proved that wrong.
Yeah.
So
it's good to see the JD signs there too. Do you know where they are, Chris? Do you?
No.
Obviously, they've all come through the JD Academy.
Have they? I thought they were sponsored.
That's the player.
I thought they maybe got some free kit or something like that.
No.
Right,
player pathway. So them guys came right through. So it's good to see that. It shows you that there is a bright future ahead for North Brandon.
Totally. The talent, there's some serious talent on the team. It's just about the gaffer getting them together and bringing the best out of them, as he did back a couple of years ago. So.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Lavery, obviously not in the squad. Are you sort of got it not to have him involved?
Look, he's handy to have, even if you just bring him on off the bench.
He's got loads of energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always has.
He's really good.
Who would you say took Shane's, or took Lavery's place?
Well, Jordan Jones is called into the squad, and potentially, I don't know, he's maybe given a chance to someone else. He's obviously playing Paul Smith, Conor McMenamin as well. So it's potentially, I would say it's probably a knock or some sort of injury why he's not in the squad, because he has used him. I always get a feeling like O'Neill sort of likes him.
Yeah.
You get that vibe sort of, don't you? But he's not involved this time around, but it does give him the chance to play.
To play somebody,
else
and
as well.
That's what this should know.
Which is what
about.
It's all about, isn't it? If we move on then, if we go to the opponents that we're going to be playing next, we've got Finland and Denmark. This is an image here of the top goal scorers in our group. You've got the Man United, Rasmus Højlund, at the top there, 7 goals. He's going to be here at the National Stadium on Monday the 20th. 7 goals. You've got Eriksson. You got even Tottenham's Højbjerg in midfield. What do you sort of see that game going as? We kept them quiet the last time round away, if you remember. Johnny Evans kept them pretty quiet.
So we're away against Finland, aren't we? But we're home against
Denmark,
isn't it?
Yeah. How do you see the Denmark game going?
And again, that's it, isn't it? You always look to your senior players, your ones with the more experience, particularly in the back row, that are going to try and calm things down, and then we'll try and use our younger, faster players to try and get maybe things to break. It's hard to know what way Michael needs actually lining up the squad to play now, because of the last couple of games, the tactics seem to have been slightly different. I don't know if he's just trying to try certain wee things out, but you know, you go back to the glory days of the Euros and stuff, he had a set method of play, which is just don't let anything through, you know, make sure it's tight at the back and then try and nick stuff off a set piece. You know, I haven't really seen that this last couple of games.
Yeah.
But
I think he's still trying to get his squad together.
Isn't this just trying stuff?
When he came in, he had a team in his mind, and then through all those injuries, he had to basically
change it up a wee bit.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know just where everybody fits into the team, which is, I suppose, what these next couple of years are about, development-wise.
Do you think he doesn't know his best 11?
He probably doesn't,
No, I wouldn't say so.
No, because in the back of his mind, he's hoping Davo comes back, he's hoping Sturdy Dallas comes back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It was a 1-0. The last time away. It's going to be a tough game. How do you see the game going?
I think on our day, I am typical Northern Ireland fan, that I think we can beat everybody, if you know what I mean? And when we don't beat everybody, it's still fine.
We're always hopeful.
But isn't it? It's our demeanour within life in general over here. See, because the weather's so crap, right? Generally, you get up. The minute it's sunny, it's like, you know, flip-flops, t-shirts, all the rest of it. We're such a jovial bunch of people over here that no matter how much we get kicked and how many games in a row that we lose, we are still hopeful. See the next one? Oh, we'll get them the next one.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be sunny tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's the truth. So, honestly, I think as long as we get out and give them a go, Gaffer gets them G'd up. You know, it's good. You look at our squad's good.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of talent in that.
So, definitely does.
And doesn't Bailey play in Denmark now? So he's
Exactly. So he knows the crack as well. Yeah. Finland, that's our game away. They beat us here 1-0 at home, last minute winner. Yeah. They've got some goal threats as well. Pukki plays for them too.
I think we get our own back, Caroline. What do you think?
I don't know.
I think a wee 1-0. Right at the end.
I don't know.
Right at the end.
Yes, absolutely.
Hard to call.
I think we've got to stiff them right at the end whenever they're not expecting.
Caroline, you're not so optimistic
there. I'm just hoping. Well, maybe Callum will get another one. Who knows?
Yeah. Away from home, though, like we beat San Marino away from home, and we haven't played appalling away from home. If you remember Kazakhstan away as well, got a few goals, and we haven't played dreadful.
No.
Yeah.
We've went away. It's hard. When you look at the table there, obviously, it's hard to look at it. We're not where we want to be.
But
we've been unlucky too.
Yeah, it just doesn't truly reflect the state. But then that's been our issue for
story of our life.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember all those years ago? You're always growing up watching them, and they played brilliant against the big teams, and then they played
Spain, Germany, and then
San Marino, and you know what I mean? It was a struggle.
Yeah.
Whereas, we've kind of fallen back into that way, Caroline, haven't
we?
But we're going to get out of it.
We are.
Trust the gaffer,
As you say, it's sort of building blocks for
of course it is.
The next competition, the one after that.
And at least there's no pressure. Like, we're not going to qualify.
We're not getting anywhere.
So try stuff out. Try new players out. Try new new positions out. Try new tactics out.
Yep.
And see what works.
It's an interesting at the top of the group as well. This might affect Denmark and Finland's approach to the game against us, because if you look at the next couple of fixtures, Denmark and Slovenia play each other next, and they're the two ones drawn at the top of the table with 19 points. Mm-hmm. Slovenia will have something to prove as well, because they've got Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan's only 4 points behind as well. Mm. So the mentality going into them games, you know, it's quite dangerous for us as well, because Denmark are wanting to win, and so is Finland, because they're going for qualification here.
I suppose that's good for us, though, isn't it? Let them come on to us. Make sure the boys at the back keep them out, and then try and hit them on the break. We've loads of speed and talent in that midfield and centre forward now. That is, you know, do we have the ability to pass it around them and play it out in the field with them? Probably, maybe not just quite at their level, but I'm sure on our day, not too bad. But I would be, I'd be hitting them on the counter with that. And that's, you know, maybe if they're pushing up to try and score, if we can hold them off for 65, 70 minutes, they'll maybe try and go for the win.
Yeah.
And then we can maybe nick a wee winner.
Hopefully.
Wee Paul Smith, you know.
Wee Paul. Backflip celebration and all that. Who would you pick on your starting 11 then?
Well, you maybe know more about the goalkeepers. I only know Peacock Farrell. So. Yeah.
Well, he did let Connor on with San Marino, but he might as well have read a book, because I don't think the ball actually ever came anywhere near him. You never know.
He'll be busy these two games, for sure.
Yeah.
Who would you put in nets?
It's got to be Bailey, doesn't it?
Farrell, isn't it?
Great goalkeeper.
Against Denmark, playing there, you know them.
Yeah.
I'll start with my buddy, Johnny. Yep, Johnny's got to be there.
Yeah, sort of him out with some suits before.
Absolutely, yeah. Jamal.
Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, Dancy, he's a great player.
Jamal done well going up that wing as well on the left-hand side. He done very well. Got an assist against San Marino as well.
I thought it was a really nice touch when Michael gave Daniel the nod for the armband.
Yeah.
When Johnny went down.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
He showed real trust in him there.
Would you be on board with Jamal?
Yeah.
Right, so who?
So right side
who's
then.
Who's a right back then? Yeah.
Trey Hume play right back, isn't he?
Yeah,
he plays right back.
Yeah.
He plays with Daniel.
Yeah, player of the match.
He did the last one.
Last time we were out, so he was playing very well.
That'll be good enough. Right, midfielders, I think we'll start with Shea, seeing he started.
Well, we
can't because he's out.
First game.
Yes, because he's
got a suspension.
Yeah. Yes. Right, okay, we'll have to go with my buddy Smicker on the right or left hand side, depends.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Thought he was brilliant.
Jordan Thompson.
Brilliant player. Georgie Savile for a wee bit of calmness.
I don't know if you put Connor on or whether you save him to bring him on later on.
Yeah, for speed.
Mm-hmm.
So what have we got? We've got Jordan. We've got Paul Smith.
Mm-hmm. Brad started last game, got his first cap, played quite well.
Yeah.
Right, well, we'll give Brad a go then.
Yeah, we'll give Brad a go.
Yeah.
One more. You see, I would play
Isaac
Deal.
Price has been in and out as well.
Deal.
Yeah, I would play Deal up front, though. That's the only thing. It'd be, for me, between Deal and Georgie Savile.
Yeah.
Just purely for a bit of...
I'll go for Dale.
Yeah, let's go for Dale, because we'll like him.
Go for Dale.
Yep.
We'll go for...
Also, where's my suits?
To be fair, the way he normally plays, goes for the sort of wing backs, three in the middle, and then one up top.
Yeah.
We'll let you pick one up top, and then tell me if it was a two, who the two would you pick? Because he normally only goes for the one.
Because
he wants to keep it wide.
I'm going to let you go first, Caroline, because I'll get shot if I don't pick one person.
Well, Callum's on fire for West Ham.
Do you start him though?
Yeah.
You start Callum Marshall, yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
I don't know a whole lot about Callum Marshall. That'll be good enough for me. But I'd have to put my mate Josh up. It has to be Josh McGinnis, just purely out of platonic friendship. Forget about his talent and all the rest. It's purely because I like him. Yeah.
But he got a goal against San Marino as well.
I know, of course. Yeah, he's on fire.
He can score.
He's on fire. He's 1-1. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. Yeah, but I've watched the wee fella Deion Charles.
Deion's playing brilliant football.
He's a top goal scorer at the minute with two goals.
Yeah. But he hasn't started the last couple of times for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good. Yeah.
So you're going to go McGinnis, you're going to go give Marshall the start.
Yeah.
But then we'd done a 4-4-2, so we would need two then.
We'd need two.
Yeah. Happy enough with Josh and Callum Marshall. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy with that. It's a good squad.
I think so.
We could get some points with that squad.
Yeah.
If you had to get me a... score predictions for both games and a score, what would you give me?
Realistically.
You go realistic, I'm going to go pie in the sky, what I think is going to happen. We Smicker's going to get a hat trick.
Okay, realistically, I will go 2-1 Finland. Okay.
Yes.
And when we're here, I will go...
You want to be optimistic, but you're like, I know Hoyland's up front. I know they got a good team.
Okay, I'll try to be optimistic and go 1-0, Jess.
1-0.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
I think it's a 0-0 in Finland, and I think it is a 2-0. I think we're going to duff Denmark 2-0.
Really? 2-0?
Yes. We're going to get them on the counter. We're going to let them come up. We're going to be beating them away all day, and then we're going to get them on the counter. Smicker's going to get one, and Callum Marshall's going to get one, even though I don't know a whole lot about him. Josh with the assist.
Josh assist. Callum Marshall goal. 2-0. Yeah. Clean sheet as well.
All your mates.
Absolutely. But have you, did you see all the goals we Smicker scored last year? Brilliant. Every one of them was a highlight reel. Yeah. And what about his one for our boys there a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah,
he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take that all day.
Yeah.
Chris, hopefully, right?
And I'd love to see Dale Taylor get on the score sheet too, but look, we'll see.
We're going to play another game. Cross the finish line. So this is a new one. We normally play Gawa, Ya, or Na, but we're going to change it up a bit today. And basically, the first person to get 5 right is the winner. So we'll start with you, Caroline. Who scored the disallowed equaliser against Denmark in Copenhagen?
Callum.
Easy one for you, 1-0.
You set
good
that
job,
up,
good
Steph,
job
didn't
I
you?
Gave out the
early. You set that up earlier on, I seen you.
Chris, oh, yes. You'll get this one, I'm sure. Go. Which defender scored in the Slovenia away game?
Johnny Evans.
Your friend, of course.
The big lad.
One each. Caroline, good. Who was sent off in a Northern Ireland v Slovenia match?
Sure.
These are too easy for you guys.
2-1.
Chris, you'll probably will get this one's a wee bit trickier.
Boy, thanks for having sure. Thanks for the confidence there, Stephen. Thank you. Yeah.
Who had their debut during this campaign? Right, there's about 3 or 4.
Can I just give one?
You can give me one.
Yeah, Dale Taylor.
Nope, incorrect.
No.
Does it get past
this campaign? I'm going to have to pass that on to Caroline.
Isaac Price
is correct.
Callum Marshall.
You're just rattling them all off here.
Why did I not say Callum Marshall again?
Brad Lyons.
Yeah, there's one more. You might get a full house here.
Mine's gone blank.
I think you get an extra point.
You don't. I know, could have given bonus.
Yeah.
Owen Toole.
Oh, well. Yes.
Unlucky there, Chris. That was a trick. I did say that was a tricky one.
That is a tricky one.
Set you up there, mate. Sorry,
thanks,
man.
Mate. Appreciate that.
Back to Caroline. Stole a point off Chris.
Yeah.
Who was brought back into the squad for Slovenia and Kazakhstan games after a 2-year absence?
Paul Smith.
Correct. I didn't even know that one. So yes. Top tour guide for a reason. You know everything. Chris, this is unfair.
It is, because I could have got that one.
Who scored 2 goals against San Marino away?
Oh,
I'll give you a hint. He's a top goal scorer.
Right. Connor Washington.
He was on the board there not so long ago with 2 goals.
Was he? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right.
Just below.
Oh, my goodness.
Hoyland.
Right. But you couldn't make it any more easier for me, and I still not going to get it. I don't know. He's got to go with Josh McGinnis. No.
No, sorry.
Who was it? Dion Charles?
Dion Charles. Oh. We'll pass that one.
Right, anyway.
Back to Caroline.
It's for the win, Caroline.
Mm-hmm. No pressure.
Who's older, Jamal Lewis or Daniel Ballard?
Jamal.
That's correct, yeah. 1-5. I thought that was a tricky one.
Well,
Caroline, you're
put
our winner,
isn't it? Flip me.
That's a wee goodie bag for Caroline,
well done.
Yourself.
Oh,
well done.
So
you are an expert, to be fair.
You
so
are. Yeah.
Thank you so
you deserve
much.
It.
Thank
no
you.
Surprise that you won. But Chris, you know what? For taking part in doing
oh, can
well,
I get one too?
We'll give you one too.
So that's
we'll
fantastic.
On to my favourite part, your most memorable Gawa item. Mm-hmm. We'll start with Caroline.
Okay.
Got an interesting one here.
This looks like Wilson from Castaway.
I have got.
Do you take this, like the ball with
do you
the hair
take this with
something?
You on desert islands, Caroline? Yeah. Right.
So this is a signed ball from 1986.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
The team came down to Bangor to train, and I used to go and watch some train. So on this ball, we have some good names. We have Billy Bingham.
Ooh.
We have Colin Clark, remember
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
We've Alan McDonald. We have Mal Donaghy, Jimmy Quinn, Danny Wilson, Kevin Wilson, George Dunlop with the Nets at
yeah.
the time, Bernie McNally, Paul Ramsey, So yeah, that's sort of my...
That is class.
Well. Yeah. So did you go down with the ball and just get them to sign it?
Yeah. I actually got on the bus. Derek McKinley's on this, the old kit man, and he brought me on the bus that day. And I was actually in the newsletter with a photo with me of Mal Donaghy and Billy Bingham.
Oh, wow.
Connor, that's class.
I was looking for that to bring, but I couldn't find it.
Oh,
that is class.
Yeah. What a moment, though.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That'd be worth something right now,
back
wouldn't
in
it?
Back in the other previous golden era.
Even looking at the way the football was back then too is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
To think about.
Imagine giving that a start.
I know.
Goodness me.
That'd wreck your head, mate.
Wouldn't it just?
That'd break your skull.
They didn't even blow them up back then. They used to play like that there.
I've tried to blow that up a bit more, but it's as far as it'll go.
Ah, it's patina.
Mm-hmm. Love that moment, Carly. That's very, very special on there.
Yeah.
And Chris, you brought your memorable Gawa item.
Yes.
Big framed shirt here and a captain's armband.
Yes, so this is my one and only signed Dave O match-worn shirt. And the reason why this is one of my most prized possessions, I say I've known a lot of the boys for a long time, and I have a shirt signed by most of them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all of them, bar one guy that I've done a suit for before, they wouldn't give me a shirt. Not they wouldn't give me a shirt, just always, Dave O, can you get me one of your shirts? Yeah, Chris, I'll get you one of the shirts, and then it just never happened. So I went to a charity auction, and there was a Dave O shirt, and I had to pay for it. So that's why it's one of my most prized possessions, because it's the only one that I've had to pay for.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it was for, I think this is for the Oscar Knox charity, and the money went to an absolutely awesome cause. But what I did get was, I did get a captain's armband with Dave O's signature on it, which was good, and I put it with it. And this hangs up in my shop with all the other, I've lots of sporting memorabilia, and that is my prized Northern Ireland possession.
Wow.
It's my one shirt that I had to... had to buy.
And is that the full, the team?
That's the full time that was at Estonia, yeah.
Yeah.
So back in 2019. But that was, if you remember, I don't know if you remember, but we came back from 1-0 down to win 2-1.
Yeah.
Yep, Joshy and, was it Connor came off the bench to score the two goals?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Love it. I love that. I actually love that kit, to be fair.
That's a really nice kit.
One, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a great moment.
Yeah, it's hard to get the match worn stuff, as you know, because generally the guys have the shirts promised to someone else. So this was promised, I think, to Stevie Knox and the Oscar Knox.
I've heard about that. I've heard they do promise people shirts, and it's a conversation before the match even happens.
It's hard because you would probably find that the guys promised the shirts to about 10 different people, and it's probably just whoever's first thereafter is going to have your shirt.
Yeah.
What's your most memorable Gawa moment?
Probably just my first match against Austria in
1983.
My dad brought me here when I was 13, and I've been here ever since.
Similar situation.
Racking up the hours.
Yeah.
My first match, by the way, how I got to my first match, my dad was a good friend with a guy back then called Tommy Anderson, who was a director of distillery, I think, back then, Tommy. And there was a big house party, and I was 10 or 11 years old. I clung to this guy. Please, Tommy, please, take me to Northern Ireland match. Please, please, please. I went to Republic versus Northern Ireland here in 93, and I was there. That the first match that I ever saw was the cauldron that happened in there. If you remember, we drew 1-0. Were you there?
Too young.
I was only 11 years old. It nearly scared the life out of me that I never went to another football match again.
Really?
Yeah, it was honestly, Stephen.
It was fantastic.
It was metal, wasn't it? The atmosphere was bonkers. Bonkers.
Jeez.
But so that kind of kicked off my love of the Gawa back when I was a kid. Yeah.
You've stayed loyal ever since.
We're going to win.
100%. Both games. Great moments there. That's a great moment.
That's good, yeah.
That's us wrapped up for You and I episode 3. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching. Remember, if you like the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we'll see you in the next one.